Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. See, I gave you a start and a front and an end for all the... I'm sorry. I know that somebody has to work on those podcasts later. Hopefully there's a break in there somewhere.
Oh, we're good.
This part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area. A variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents, which is what parents are looking for.
You
want to know your kids
now
are safe.
And get them signed up. Make a note to yourself to do it after work tonight or whatever. Yep. This is the time to get on. If you book it, you're set for summer.
Yep. LaGarzaSports.org. Head over there and use the code word Alice. You get $50 off. Today.
It's LaGarza coming summer fast, it, too, by
right.
the way.
Tomorrow, it's May.
Last night, as I was finished, we were making tacos. I'd taken the kids to the skate park. We'd had a...
What do you make for tacos?
This was chicken tacos. Mm. I slice up a bunch of iceberg lettuce, and I get out all that white part that no one wants.
You sure, want the core. I don't mind that. I like it bitter. Core. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. But a lot of people don't. They want the looser. But iceberg's my
crunchy
favorite.
Crunchy lettuce on my taco.
Tomato?
I got, what are those kinds? Heirloom. Mm. I don't really care about tomato as much unless it's good.
Yeah. Well, an heirloom tends to have the most flavor.
Yeah.
Some of those big, juicy, round ones, they're
chopped
just don't
up
have any.
Heirlooms. Mm.
And then is it like a bean thing? Or
no, we did chicken. Okay. And then there were beans there as well. But while I'm in the middle of that, my daughter is going, how do you spell birthday? Her birthday's in August. Mm. She's busy writing invitations last night.
May, June, July. Well, awesome. It's only 3.5 months away. So it's good that she's getting on the stick.
In the van on the way back from the skate park, I'm like, you have so much time. You don't need to do that tonight. Well, I'm gonna. Mm. All right.
I'm thinking on it.
I'm gonna
little Leo.
Do it. I gotta do it. So she had to do it last night.
Did she get some special invitations where you just fill out the names? And
she just started writing on paper.
I'm gonna write out some invites.
Nice.
It is nice.
So
she's a planner. Oh, you have some great years ahead of you. You really do.
If I make it.
You won't. They're going to. Those two girls are going to kill you.
Thank
guys.
Thank you. You're welcome. So much.
Just remember, your job is to protect them from predatory first grade teachers.
Don't worry. That's not
Jesus
ever going to cross my mind.
All
to
right.
be like...
Hey, I'm hammered. Why don't you make out with my kid?
It's okay. Dad doesn't mind. Dad minds. Mm. Big time. Yikes, Maddie.
Well, I had no daddy around then, so.
Would daddy have helped? Or would daddy have been like, if that first grade teacher is going to kiss anybody, it's going to be daddy.
Yeah. If Luigi had been around, that's exactly what he would have done.
God, poor Lottie. Martin Short, who is enjoying just a renaissance of, not that anyone ever went through a thing where they were like, I don't like Martin Short, because that guy's great, But he's doing so well on Only Murders in the Building, which is, it's such a perfect part for him. He just shines as such a quirky, dorky, awesome, lovable, older dude. He's 75 years old.
Even Steve Martin has to take a step aside.
And he's also delightful.
I know he is, but Martin Short's just glowing in every scene. Mm. There's Steve Martin like, I got you.
You
got
to watch that third season. He puts together this musical and Steve Martin is the star of it. And there's some of the funniest songs that he has to sing. And of course, Martin Short has written all the music and he's...
I hope to get back to it.
Yeah. Just watch that third season. You can drop off after that. It's so good. Martin Short's 75 years old. Everyone loves him right now. Only Murders in the Building is a big part of that. And he just picked up another gig. He's been tapped to host yet another revival of The Match Game. This thing's been around since 1962 with Gene Rayburn as the host. And then let's see. That means Martin was 12 when it first came out, 1962. It's known for featuring a panel of celebrities and comedians. I don't know who they're going to pick for this one. The most recent version happened back in 2016. Alec Baldwin hosted it. You know that ran for 5 seasons? Is it on like the Game Show Network or something?
It might be. They do run a lot of old game shows.
You know, though, they have, because programming is very expensive to create and nobody's watching it on broadcast television anymore, a lot of game shows... do seem to be filming like reality game shows.
I was on a game show on the Game Show Network.
On the Game Show Network.
Called
Switch.
A
newer game show.
It's called Switch.
Okay. Well, I don't know where it was happening, but it ran for 5 seasons, this Alec Baldwin thing. I don't know if they canceled it because of Rust, but possibly. I wonder if a lot of game shows suffered during the pandemic because how are you going to screen contestants and put them all on shows? So Match Game was... two contestants would fill in the blank and in a sentence that one, you know, that the other celebrity. So if you match with celebrities, you get points and stuff. So I thought maybe we could play a game called the Match Vinny game.
And by the way, the music we play for this is the original match game music.
Kind of fun, right? All right. So Vinny, I want you to write down your answer to this question or you got to fill in the blank. Okay. And then we're going to see if the kids will match you.
Okay.
Here's your first prompt. Vinny's date was going really well until she reached over and accidentally grabbed his blank. Let's see what everybody comes up with. Vinny's got to jot it down, and as soon as he writes something down, then Bob and Maddie will... Can we check Bob's mic and make sure Bob is all set?
She is all set.
All right. So match Vinny. And if nobody matches with him, I'm going to give him a point. So you guys better...
Read the question again.
Vinny's date was going really well until she reached over and accidentally grabbed his blank. Oh, what could it be? Just the first thing that pops into your mind would be fine, Vinny.
Okay.
All right, match Vinny. All right, you're ready to go? All right, Maddie. Vinny's date was going really well until she reached over and accidentally grabbed his...
his bell.
Oh, that's a good one.
His microphone.
Oh.
Oh, that's hot.
That is.
Yeah. Actually, maybe we could play this game where you pick the one that you like the best.
Well, are we changing the game?
No, we're not changing it. What did you do? They don't match, right? Go ahead.
I said nipple.
Oh. Oh, see, now you're going to learn where he's going with these things. All right, here's your second prompt. Vinny says he never goes on a road trip without his lucky blank. He says it brings him gas, snacks, and sometimes love. Vinny says he never goes on a road trip without his lucky blank. He says it brings him gas, snacks, and sometimes love.
Without my lucky...
your lucky blank. I mean, you could go rabbit's foot.
No. He says it brings him...
It brings him gas, snacks, and sometimes love. Vinny never goes on a road trip without his lucky blank. All right, you writing?
Yes.
All right, Bob. Vinny says he never goes on a road trip without his lucky...
surfboard.
Oh, lucky surfboard.
First thing came to my mind was beans, because you said gas.
Lucky
his
beans.
His lucky's beans.
All right, lucky beans.
But.
Without his lucky butt. Well.
I was close.
Is he close enough?
That lives in... I mean, that's part of show history.
Yes.
The lucky butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can give. I mean, right. I don't even know what we're doing here.
Okay. Here's one more. The last time Vinny tried online dating, his match asked him to bring a blank to the first date. He did, and now he's banned from Chili's. The last time Vinny tried online dating, his match said, bring a blank to the first date. Okay, Maddie, you're up first. The last time Vinny tried online dating, his match asked him to bring a blank to the first date. He did, and now he's banned from Chili's.
Speedo.
Bring a Speedo. All right.
A pickle.
A pickle. Bring a pickle to the first date.
I think if we're doing close, Bob got it, as I wrote, dildo.
Oh, dildo, pickle. Yes, very, very close. Very close.
Good job, Bob.
All right, that's it. And you all tie because one, Vinny got the point on and everybody else got one point. And so, I mean, you know what? It was a successful game, in my opinion.
I love match game.
As games go, I mean.
Okay.
Right?
Well, then we're likely to see that one again.
You might. I don't know. I might forget about it, too. I like the match game, though. Heidi Klum has a daughter named Lenny. And she's beautiful. Lenny's biological father is a guy named Flavio Briatore. What a name, right? Flavio Briatore.
Was he before?
He was.
Or after?
It was before Seal.
Okay.
He's an Italian businessman and a Formula One team manager. Lenny was legally adopted by Seal, Klum's then husband, in 2009. And she's been primarily raised by Seal and Klum together. Seal says he considers Lenny to be his daughter in every way that matters. She's beautiful. There was some backlash last year after Heidi Klum did a lingerie shoot with her. And it was a very, it was just such a cuddly shoot. I don't know if you remember this at all, but there was some like, you know, moms adjusting a panty or a bra strap and a lot of like leaning into each other and touching. And the internet, of course, had some to say about it, even though it's a mother and a daughter. And
so those shots that I'm looking at now are wrong.
Are they?
I'm asking you.
I don't.
Is that what the people say?
No, I don't know what the people say about these new ones.
Oh, these are new.
Some of those were from the first shoot that did get some backlash. People were saying that they were just, it was too intimate. Like, did they have to be modeling? And I would say, well, her mom is a pretty famous underwear model.
Mm-hmm.
This chick is gorgeous and smoking hot, and her mom's Heidi Klum, and they're selling underwear together. So I'm going to say yes.
Is there a Nepo problem here as well? I mean,
if she was not smoking hot, there would be. I'd be like, oh, obviously that's why she got the gig. But this girl could be, she's like if Ana de Armas was extra hot. In my opinion, I think she's gorgeous. Striking eyes.
How old is this chick? Because she looks way too young.
Gotta be in her 20s.
She's 21 now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would.
She was 16 at the first shoot.
Oh,
16?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Maybe that is inappropriate. Was it that long ago?
This is October for the shots we have, though.
These ones here are October. Yeah. These are the ones I think I saw. I think these are the old, I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're doubling down. They want you to look at their bodies and be outraged and put comments online, and radio shows should talk about this because that is what they're looking for. No publicity is bad publicity. I just thought you might want to see the daughter.
She's very pretty. Even if someone is pretty but looks really young, I just have a, I don't even want to.
Right.
I don't want to like that. So nah.
That's very Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood of you.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. He's like,
No, thanks.
You smell like trouble.
Yeah, I don't want to like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have her age right in front of me, but she's gorgeous. Little brown-haired, blue-eyed thing. Netflix has an upcoming documentary called Untold, The Fall of this is about Brett Favre. And it's set to premiere on May 20th, so just a couple weeks from now. And it delves into the controversy surrounding him, former NFL quarterback Brett Favre.
There's plenty of it, too.
There certainly are. Focuses on two major scandals, the 08 sexting incident involving Jen Sturger and the alleged misappropriation of welfare funds in Mississippi. So you got a couple things.
Mm-hmm. The thing in 08 that you're talking about, the sexting thing, mm-hmm. was that an employee of one of the football teams, or what was that story? I don't remember.
Jen Sturger, a former New York Jets sideline yes. reporter, mm-hmm. recounted how he sent her unsolicited lewd messages and voicemails after obtaining her contact information without her consent. She describes the experience as life-altering, saying, Brett Favre ultimately destroyed my life. Which I assume they're going to go into some detail in this.
Okay, that's a lot.
Right. It's quite a statement to make,
giving
right?
giving him a lot of power, but maybe mm-hmm. he did. I don't know what he did.
Let's see. There was a... He was not suspended for it. He did have to pay like a $50,000 fine to the NFL due to non-cooperation, and I don't really know what ended up happening between him and this woman in the end. The documentary also examines his involvement in a welfare fraud case in Mississippi where he's accused of diverting funds intended for needy families. That seems so unlikely. Like, he's a major star in pro football. Like, Brett Favre has to have a net worth of $100 million. I mean, maybe.
I've heard that story, and yet I've never digged into it. So I don't really know the ins and outs of that.
Right.
I remember hearing some scandal around his time at the New York Jets. So I kind of know what you're talking about mm-hmm. with that. One of the things that I mentioned to you yesterday when George Kittle, the San Francisco 49ers, great tight end, signed a new contract extension, I was mentioning how he's a guy who plays with such youthful enthusiasm that you love. Brett Favre was like that too. He was a guy that people loved to watch because they called him a gunslinger, and he was the guy that... you know, ran around and was kooky, and you'd be like, oh my God, they pulled it off. He's one of those, he was John Madden's boyfriend.
Mm.
Like, if you listened mm-hmm. to Madden in those days,
he just loved him.
He loved Favre more than any other man on the planet. Loved him.
Well, I mean, as is demonstrated yearly in the draft, there's a lot to love with these football players.
I mean, loved him.
Just this guy, top of the heap, A number one, glutes, gluteus maximus.
So a little backstory on the welfare, what they were alleged to have done is diverted welfare funds from the families, but put them towards like a volleyball facility at his alma mater
uh-huh.
and a concussion treatment drug company.
Oh,
so that's
so
it wasn't like they weren't stealing the funds. They were taking the funds and then putting them into stuff they wanted.
Right.
They wanted. Mm. Yeah.
We're going to help these homeless people or these needy families, but no, we're not. We're just going to build some stuff.
I don't know the ins and outs of that. I don't.
Well, that's why this whole it's called Untold: The Fall of Favre, and it's an upcoming documentary on Netflix, May 20th. A lot of people love the. I know you're a documentary guy.
Anytime a new documentary on Netflix comes up, I'm probably watching it.
You know what's? Do you know the name Brett Favre?
Yes, but that's it.
Yeah, the cycle switches now so quickly. That you really do think, I really do think there's like a cutoff. I think young people will go, I don't know that guy.
Right. Where he was like such a big movie star. He was in that Benz, he was in Something About Mary.
He was the biggest name in football
right.
when he was
and
playing.
And you're right. He was like a hero. He was adorable right up until he wasn't.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, by the time the early teens rolled around, I bet he was out of the cycle.
And I want to say... And it just occurred to me, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it just hit me. He was like the guy with the longest streak of playing. Like he never missed a game. Like he was someone, in fact, they said he developed a drug problem because he was taking stuff to deal with his injuries so he wouldn't miss a game.
Right.
And I don't know if that's true or just a story, you know, they're telling people, but he had like the Iron Man record or something.
321 consecutive starts.
That is actually, considering how many games you play in a season, that's an astounding number.
Years and years and years.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my. I am done. It is time for you to tell me what's coming up in the news, darling.
Let's see here. Oh, outdated slang words you still use and more after
all
these.
Right.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Ah, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. Very exciting.
And
already Wednesday. These weeks, they just fly on by. And then while you're waiting for the week to fly on by, check out the Alice 973 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Ticks are scary, and they just don't go away on their own.
What?
These small pests thrive in your yard, waiting for a chance to latch on and spread disease. Left untreated, a tick problem can creep in quickly and quietly. Take action today. It's a must. Mention you heard about Atco on the Sarah and Vinny show and get 10% off any tick treatment.
That's nice.
That's 10% off just by, you know, mentioning us.
Hello.
Atco Pest Control. Is it .com?
It is.
Okay. AtcoPestControl.com. Check them out.
All right.
Early clouds, sun later.
Another gorgeous day like yesterday.
Well, it was a nice day, I agree. Something's going on in downtown San Francisco right now.
Yes.
That has this area so nutted up.
That's the word.
Oh, and my little thing said, go left. And I went, I'll do it. And I turned left, and the oncoming traffic was blocking the road so that I couldn't.
Oh,
get
no.
through because some other cars had parked where they shouldn't be.
Right.
And I just was sitting there going, oh, maybe I would have been. It's just one of those times. Do we know what?
It's a conference. It's an AI conference.
AI.
Yeah.
We don't know which brand.
Embodied AI conference is the name of it.
Obviously, we hate them.
God.
Embodied. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Guys, keep it in the computers. Keep it in the computers that don't have hands and that we can pull the plug on.
And there's
don't
a lot of big hitters because a lot of the traffic, because I, you know, I worked down at the Academy of Art and, you know, Monday I was down there, like a lot of black SUVs with really? Like police lights on them, like escorting people and like mucking up the traffic for everybody.
Oh, you don't know who I am? That's because I'm a nerd. I'm a billionaire though. I need security.
Well, if you're coming into the city,
be
especially,
aware.
I mean, it was crowded this morning, but it's not quite Salesforce level.
Right.
Because they just block the roads
They just shut down town for Salesforce.
But it's pretty big. So if you're coming into the city, just know the traffic's going to slow you down considerably. The Warriors are at Houston tonight. Can you double check this time? I have 4:30.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Okay, good. Sometimes so we can watch they show it. East Coast. Sometimes
are they Central time?
Who?
In Houston?
I don't know.
Houston is Central, yes.
But there's two West Coast teams playing, and the Lakers are going to be the later game. Okay. And that's always the problem. Starting a game at 7 means the East Coast gets it at 10, and 2 hours later is when that game's, you know, when you really need to be there. And it's freaking midnight there. Yeah.
I know. The time.
East Coasters, though, they do stay up.
They do. Monday Night Football was fully a thing. People would come in on Tuesday like, midnight.
The management there was always like, well, the Eagles were playing. Of course everyone watched the game.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so. No one was even mad about it. No. Everyone's like all fuzzy-headed. Oh, I had to have 40 beers, obviously. It was the Eagles.
So I teased you with outdated slang words, and I don't necessarily think anything is outdated if it fits you. Like some things don't fit in your mouth and they come out and you're nope, you're not pulling that. Other times it's clear you've been saying
you've got real whiz.
You know, like that is that you just did
it. Oh, you don't like that?
Well, it's not that I don't like it.
Well, you're a couple of jive turkeys.
Jive turkey is one that I use quite a bit, actually. Mm. I'm a jive turkey guy. Gnarly is on the list.
Gnarly. Oh. There's nothing wrong with
I use that a lot. Stoked is on the list.
Stoked,
I use
nothing
that a
wrong
lot.
With that, yeah.
Sweet. That's more.
I say it more like Cartman, though. It's sweet.
I can't say I've never said it, but it's not one of mine.
Yeah.
Word.
To your mother.
I don't really.
Word. No, instead of word, I say, yes, chef. Yes, chef.
Peace instead of goodbye.
Mm. I think Michael Franti could pull that off, but everybody else has to say goodbye.
On the Audi 5G, that's not
I say Audi 5G, ironically.
No,
I do. All the time. Audi 5G. I do. I don't even know where I picked it up from.
From me just now. You don't say that.
No, I'm
liar.
Telling you, I say that.
Wow.
I'm Audi 5G.
You ever heard her say that?
Never.
Never.
No, I don't talk to you guys that much.
Yeah. Dude, regardless of the gender era, that.
Fully.
I can't get rid of that
one. I can't either.
I can't either.
I don't even know I'm doing it.
That one hit my kids' generation through Bluey.
Dude.
And so they now say, okay, dude. You don't need to put so much spice on that. It's not, okay, dude. Mm. All right.
You know the funny thing about kids is they think they're so cool and like you're the parent and you are like the least cool person I've ever met in my life. Like you are so incredibly uncool.
They are thinking the same thing about you.
Yeah. Well,
but they're wrong.
They're the crybaby. They're the one. All right, dad cries too, but
and
still.
The eye roll is just like, okay, dude.
Okie dokie.
Mm. Oh, I say okie dokie all the time. I usually say okie dokie, artichokey.
Da bomb.
That's da bomb. Yeah, I'm pulling that
still
one
use
still.
All these.
I know. Oh my God.
You say da bomb?
Yeah, it's da bomb.
Well, I'm going to say da bomb.
Or bomb. I say
da club, but you know, it's because I got my cool jeans on.
This would have been in 97, the 1900s, kids.
Back in the 1900s.
When we were fired in Philly and we were leaving to come to San Francisco, I was given a job offer or I got a...
Like a tryout in Chicago.
Yeah, they called me in Chicago at Q101, which was the alternative station there. And they were like, we want you to come and do a tryout. And I said, I'm not doing that. And my agent said, yeah, you are.
Go do it.
But we're already going to, I think we got this thing. And say, so there I am in Chicago.
In the old timey 1900s.
Right.
And they go, the guy that I meet, he's the production guy and he's the weekend guy. So he's like doing multi duties. And he goes, duties.
He said duty.
And he plays this production piece for me and he goes, you know a phrase is over when our boss here, and he's talking about a guy named Bill Gamble, he's a big radio, you know, like how some of those names.
But did he work it into a promo?
He had Da Bomb in a promo for Q101, and the guy goes, I begged him not to.
No, that's cool. That's cool. I heard the kids saying it.
And so Da Bomb was dead, according to this guy in Chicago, back in 97, and yet.
Da Bomb.
People, including you, are still saying it daily.
Like, if I get a burrito, it's bomb.
A bomb. Really? Hella.
Like just bomb.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with hella.
Hella's super Bay Area, so they're crazy. Yeah.
It's funny. I grew up, hella and wicked are kind of interchangeable. It's just, it's like an intensifier. It's like, it's the word very, really. That's hella cool. So I never heard it growing up. It if hella is out, wicked is out. And wicked is never going to be out, my friend.
Snap. Fetch.
Aw, snap. I just said aw, snap the other day, but I was reading it off my computer.
Yeah, Google does that.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are some words that
fetch?
Are now
outdated.
Did
you outdated. Actually just say fetch? Fetch was never a thing. Totes.
Don't
what
say
about
totes.
Adorbs.
Adorbs is, you know what? Adorbs is so out, it's not on the list.
Oh.
And so is adorbsable.
Is fly on the list?
Fly's not on. Oh. Jeez Louise fly? Is on the list.
Jeez Louise, I say all the time. Jeez Louise, I think I got that from you. Jeez Louise. 95G.
Golly.
Golly.
Noise.
Noise. So I say noise.
Do
noise.
You?
Yeah. Noise. I say it to like my mom a lot. She'll send me a picture of something. I don't know what to say about it. You know, it's only so many pictures of her plants. I can just go noise, you know?
This next story starts with, have you ever lost something?
No.
I lost my wallet this morning. Yes.
So funny. It's not funny. It's I can feel your pain. I know it's a struggle.
15 minutes behind when I finally went, I've got to go. I cannot find this thing. I'm leaving. And then, of course, Christina found it like that in the van.
Well, because she wasn't under the time to get to work
right.
done.
And in the dark, frantic.
Right.
Afraid someone was going to come up and get me from behind. You know, when your butt's sticking out of a car in the middle of the night.
That never, I just don't stick my butt out of the car in the middle of the night, I guess. I'm sure I would feel that fear, though.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Right.
No one wants to be, you know, soundly had from behind.
Really, at any
when
time.
Well, no, people,
but when
plenty,
they're looking,
plenty of
I'm,
times when you're
I'm trying to concentrate on finding my thing here. Could you please, could we, does this have to happen now?
It appears the American government just admitted that the U.S. Navy lost something recently.
Oh, great. Good. Did we put it on a text thread or something and give its coordinates to some other country?
No, they lost a $70 million jet.
Just lost it.
It slipped off a moving aircraft carrier last week and went into the ocean.
Oh, that's...
The Navy says it's
that's too bad.
An FA-18 Super Hornet fighter jet.
No, it isn't. Now it's a rust bucket.
It rolled off the USS Harry S. Truman.
Oh, my God.
They say the ship, the...
Carrier.
The carrier was taking fire from the Houthi rebels from Yemen. So they were under fire. It wasn't a, you know, just a random U-turn.
They weren't just doing through the sea.
That caused it to, you know, fly off the thing. But... And fly is not the word because it rolled off. So I think, you know.
I would think those things would be so snagged down.
Maybe one of those, a 2x4 under the wheel, you know?
Yeah, like, keep it from rolling. Yeah, that's good technology right
you
there.
Know, consider
civil
that.
Civil machine, the
one
wedge.
One of those things. Yeah. One of those wedges, right. Mm-hmm. The carrier was deployed there mostly just to deter the fighters, but of course it's big.
Oh, they just parked it there.
They were just there.
Okay.
It didn't deter the fighters. In fact, its size makes it, I think I can hit that.
Yeah.
You know people, boys especially.
Right.
Anything
well,
I look at.
Well, we're in this war. Let's go shoot some stuff.
You see that gap there? I think I can jump that. I think I can clear it.
Hold my beer. I do know about boys. You know what the bear does? He goes, I'm going to head over to the river and see if I can catch some salmon. Like you guys, and you're jumping the gaps. I don't understand it.
They made a hard turn to evade fire, and that's when the fighter jet rolled off. The $70 million fighter jet rolled off and sank to the bottom of the Red Sea.
Is it just weird? Does $70 million actually sound like they're understating what those things cost to build? Like $70 million is zero these days. Like, doesn't Drake have a $70 million plane? Like
he might.
I just feel like it's more like it's a billion-dollar plane or something they don't want to say.
If Tim, the pilot, if you're out there...
Oh, hey, Tim, the pilot, right.
Doesn't a fighter jet come with that thing in between the front seats that goes... You know, the e-brake?
Yeah.
You mean like a handbrake on the car?
Yeah, something to keep, you know, like a brake where the wheels can't roll. But also, on an aircraft carrier, which I'm assuming is going like this on the ocean
to some degree,
like, wouldn't there be, like, built-in tie-downs on the tarmac where it's all sitting? It just feels like a thing that they would have a handle on, holding onto the plane that's the jet, pardon me.
Hey, Tim, do you leave a plane in neutral, or is there a park also? Like, can you just put that in P?
And again, back to Vinny's original thought, wedges. Some kind of block.
Yeah, 2x4 might get rolled over. So let's go 4x4.
Oh, that sounds like it would work.
$70 million jet at the bottom of the Red Sea now, everybody.
And that's that. I mean, there's no pulling that out.
I'm
going to think the electronics are fried in that.
Jesus. Well, it's par for the course. Hilarious. 70 million tax dollars gone.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Good morning.
Hey.
Tim the pilot here.
Oh, hey, Tim.
Normally, they're tied down in at least six spots.
Right.
But if they just parked it when the ship maneuvered it, then off it went.
Yeah, it does seem like...
I'm not sure.
This is the first time I've ever heard of one slipping off. So this is just human error, right?
He concludes, I'm sure there are some deckhands who are in trouble.
Well, I guess they'll just dock their pay for the next million years.
He goes on to say, and $70 million was when it was new, so it was probably only worth $35 million today.
Oh, that's true. Once you take it off the lot, it's only worth half the price. That is true. Plus, the government gets overcharged for everything. It's like a $5 million
maybe
thing.
415 says, no, Vincent, some people do want to be done soundly from behind in the dark in the middle of the night. Mrs. Oliveira, Orange County.
Great. Yep.
I think our AC is working.
I think our AC is working again, you guys.
It's fixed.
I think it is. Seems like
the sweatshirt goes back on.
I suddenly felt the cold. I was sweating earlier. I was like... Are we going to have to do a naked show?
And we complain a lot, but the engineers do work really hard, and they were on it this morning.
Thank you, engineers.
As soon as they sent it out.
Who fixed it, Timmy?
Seth and Tim. Sammy. But I was talking to Seth this morning, so shout out to Seth. Good job. Thank you.
Seth, I think I annoy Seth. Like, I always feel like
we
he's
all
just
do.
Like,
we all annoy him. They I'm sure they just are like, oh, more whining from the talent.
You know what?
Well, we have a show.
My wife in tech, she works in tech, and she deals with engineers a lot.
Yeah.
And when she describes the interactions, I think, our engineers are just like that too. They're not super social. That's just part of their deal is like their brains work differently.
They also feel that you've broken the thing that they set up.
Yes.
And which I didn't.
They amongst themselves will always say, oh, great. More broken crap that we're responsible for that we never use.
But some of them don't know how to use email and actually hit reply all on some of those things when they say the mean thing that they were trying to say to just the other engineers, but then we all hear it.
Yeah, we did all hear that one time, didn't we?
Yes, we did. It gave us a little bit of a glimpse into the world of engineering.
He hasn't shown his face here
since. But he still works here.
Yeah, no, I know. Somewhere out in the field.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash?
Let me check. Christy Brinkley and Long Live the King.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.